Sorry about that.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys as you bring home the Golden Apple, 59-14 win over Stony Brook. What impressed you with the way your guys played?
Well, you know, I think one, you know, we were really happy coming out of practice this week. We thought they, you know, we've been consistent in our practice, and I think that's been the biggest thing is we're getting better in spots that we were struggling in on defense and playing better there. And I think, you know, we felt good then, and we knew they had a young quarterback, and that's always tough. And so we just went out and played well from the start, you know. And I think that was when you get a opening touchdown drive like that, you know, really powerful drive, and then you get a interception for a touchdown, it kind of gets you going in the right direction. And we just, you know, we played really well in the first half and put a lot of pressure on them and was able to get a good win.
After all these close losses over the last month and a half, what was it like in the locker room, and how nice was it for your guys to be able to celebrate and win one of these?
Yeah, they were, I mean, you know, the Apple's been a, you know, it's a race to the Apple, you know, whoever wins a game, it's a sprint over there. And it was a big thing for our kids. They were very focused on it. They thought it was an important game for us, and they went out and executed, and, you know, everything was good. The locker room was great. Sunday was really good. I took the risk and let them take the trophy home with them. So I was a little nervous. I actually reached out to our AD and asked what it cost, because I was worried I'd have to replace it. But it came back intact, which I was really pleased about. So we were jokingly fighting in the locker room about, you can't take that, you know. So I let the seniors take it. But yeah, it just feels good. I think it was a good relief. And I think, you know, the big thing is if we can build off of it, you know, and that's what football is. It's, you know, you get a good win, a great win at home against your biggest rival, and you got to build off of it. And we have a tough road this week. Elon's a great football team. We got to go down there and play. And so I, you know, we've calmed them down, and now Sunday was about getting ready for Elon.
Let's start with that defense. Four interceptions in the game, maybe none bigger than the one Anthony Lang had for you there in the first quarter that quickly put you up 14-0. How big was Anthony's play? And as you said, with a young quarterback, did you kind of feel like you could have that kind of day with him?
Well, you know, you hope. I thought he played really, really well the week before against Maine. He was, you know, exceptional, made a big throw to win the game at the end. And he's really improving. He made some really good throws. You know, I give him a lot of credit. He played with a lot of courage, even after a couple of the picks, you know, just a tip ball and things like that. Really, you can't fault the quarterback. They're just things that happen sometimes. So he's a good young quarterback. But the Anthony Lang pick, you know, Anthony, that's something he gets his hands on a lot of footballs. He reads the short sets and can get his hands up. And he's always says he's going to get one. And he almost had one of Villanova the week before. He literally almost caught it and ran it back. But he got this one, and he was able to run it in for a touchdown. And you know, obviously that puts you in a really comfortable place. And, you know, our offense played extremely well Saturday every time they had the football. So I think they scored every time they had the ball. So that's a winning formula.
The other number that certainly jumped out to me on Saturday was you hold Stony Brook to 1 of 11 on third down. So you're getting off the field. Was that, I'm sure that's always a focus, but how pleasing was that to see?
Yeah, I think our defense the last few weeks is really starting to come around, and we're struggling. You know, statistically, when you look at the stats, there's a lot of struggles in there, and it started with the Baylor game. And when you get a big number like that early in the year, it skews your numbers. But I the last few weeks, we've been trending in the right direction defensively. We're more competitive on passes. We're more competitive in the run game. We're fighting harder, and you know, we're fitting our gaps better. And it's basically, you know, the fundamental defensive things that we believe in are starting to show up. And, you know, that's who we have to be. You know, we're not the biggest and fastest, but we have to be sharp in our alignments and our fits and what we do. And I think they're starting to really get better.
As you touched on, another big day for Reese, four more touchdown passes, now 20 touchdowns, I believe, and one interception. But three of them to Julian Hicks, who had his best day of the season, four catches for 52. Maybe just talk about the day that he had.
Yeah, I think, you know, Julian's injury at Monmouth really hurt us. You know, he's an explosive receiver. He gets in the red zone. He's very difficult to cover. And I think, you know, he getting him back and playing with confidence and having three touchdowns, I just was really proud of him and happy for him to go out there and recover that quickly and help lead our football team to a victory. He was very good Saturday.
You guys also in the fourth quarter able to get some guys some reps that maybe didn't. What did you see out of those guys, and how nice was it to be able to get some different guys on the field?
Yeah, we needed to do that. You know, we've got a bunch of guys that need to get better, and so they, you know, they're in the second group, but they're not getting a ton of work and in the games. And I think, you know, I was happy with Tyler Sikowski, our young backup quarterback. I thought he handled it really well, made a couple good throws, managed the offense really well. That's invaluable experience for a backup quarterback. And I think Jose Lopez, who had a start in the football game, didn't have to. He earned it during the week, and Todd was coming off an injury, so he really had an important game for him moving forward. He carried the ball well, he blocked well, and he brings a ton of energy. So there's a group of guys that got the play that showed up and made some plays. So that always is a benefit when you get a lead and you can get some guys in late.
As you touched on, a tough test for your team on Saturday as you make the trip to Elon, a team that's coming off that big win over Delaware last week. Offensively, quarterback Matthew McKay that has made a big impact for them, and then a big-time runner in Jalen Hampton. What impresses you about their offense?
Well, you nailed it on the head right there. I mean, that's they're both exceptional. I think their receiving core is really good too. And I mean, they have a really good talent set on their offense, you know, and they're very difficult to defend. You know, they can run the ball. The quarterback can run it, throw it. The O-line big and nasty. And, you know, they've got a heck of a offensive group and a massive challenge for our defense to go out and play against. And, you know, I think in many ways, I mean, the quarterbacks in this league right now, it's amazing the talent running around a quarterback. You see it, it's remarkable. And he's one of those great quarterbacks. It's every week, it seems, you're playing these great quarterbacks, and he's certainly one of them.
And then on the other side of the ball, there's certainly have been good there too. Defensively held Delaware to just 7 points last week. What impresses you on that side?
Yeah. I mean, same thing. You know, they're just physical and they stop the run, you know, and they defend very well. They keep it simple and they're just fundamentally really sound. I mean, they're, you know, when you see some of the defenses around the league, it's not about being fancy because of the amount of talent out on the receiving corps. You got to be fundamentally really sound and sharp, and they are, and tackle well and do the things that you look for to be a great defense. I really like what I've seen out of them on defense. It's a big challenge. You know, I mean, I guess they're first in the CAA in rushing and, against and sixth or so fourth nationally. And so that's a stat you want to own as a defensive coordinator to be able to, if you can stop running games from being effective, then it makes it a lot easier to defend in the pass.
You touched on a little bit at the start, but how do you use that big win to build some momentum over these next 3 weeks?
I give our kids a lot of credit. I think when through these tough times, you know, and last year was very similar, that, you know, they stick to the message. They're, you know, they're not giving in, they're not quitting, they're not walking away from it. They just keep banging on the door. And that's what we're trying to get across to them, is that these close losses are little things that are fixable. And I think both coaches and players, I mean, the coaches we have our own culpability in close losses. The bottom line is to get better. Don't expect one side of the ball to win the game. And go out and play well in all three phases. I mean, every coach that's on here will tell you that's what we're all trying to do every week. And I think this week we took a big step in that direction, where we played well in all three phases.
All right, Greg, thanks for all your time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Okay.